Give me harsh, Busby.
Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, wait, Miss Des, they're gonna find him and have him caught.
Let me talk to Dorothy.
Yes, surely. There you are.
Dorothy.
Hello, yes, sir.
Has he or Sidey been in that office in the last week?
No, sir.
Yeah, have you heard from him? Has he called?
He has called. I do not know whether Buzz has talked to him or not.
He says that he got the story from Buzz about Dick Goodwin writing a lot of speeches, and specific ones, and it just guts me. And Joe Kraft says the same thing, and I just can't believe Buzz would do me that way.
I don't think he ever would do that. I've never heard him say anything
like
that.
Has Joe Kraft called or been around there?
No, sir, not to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Where is Buzz now?
Buzz had a luncheon appointment with Tom Wicker today.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's seeing a press, and it's just causing us all kinds of trouble over here. And he doesn't know what's going on, and he's speculating, and he's telling things, and I guess he's going to be prominent with them, but it hurts us. I wish he'd stay away from the press. He's not with the press office, and it just creates a hell of a problem for me. I don't know how to avoid it. I've told him to please be careful and not do this.
Miss Johnson, I know they're after him, but I did not know he was
if he's going to lunch with
him.
Well, you see, if he's going to lunch with him, honey, you've got to say something.
Yeah.
You know that. When you go out with a man, you're going to say something to him. And that's what he's doing. Tom Wicker just gave us a hell of a lecture over here. And poor George is trying to do the best he can and doing a good job. And they're people just cutting us to pieces from our outsiders. And it's my own people, and I don't believe they know they're doing it. Les gave a big story out about Dick Goodwin going to the ranch in his tuxedo and gave it to Les. Les wrote it up. Now Time's doing a special article on Dick Goodwin, and they got the information from Buzz, according to Time.
On Goodwin?
Yeah. That Goodwin wrote the Michigan speech, and Goodwin wrote this other speech. And
Ms.
He's
Johnson,
telling him what
I have heard him say that he's not writing speeches. I just can't believe he's saying to any of them that somebody else is writing the speeches.
Well, he oughtn't to. He ought to just say he knows nothing about that.
He's been...
Last week he told him, though, that he was a Rose Garden specialist and admitted that he had written one in Rose Garden.
Well, one of the little never old. In my hearing has he ever said anything he did. He's been very,
Sure oughtn't to, and I'd stay away from him. If I were him, I'd just tell him I've got another lunch. Tell him I'll buy his lunch if he's got to go to him.
I think this is the first time he has been to lunch. Well, it's the first time he's been to lunch. The guy goes through the day without lunch most of the time. And has refused over and over again to see people who have called him up. Press people. Mm-hmm. He's been avoiding them like the plague, and I don't know if
sure,
he's seen
he
them.
Sure, wish he would.
If he's seen them and talked to them, it is not in the office. It has not been at lunch.
Well, I don't care where it is. If he talked to you, Sidey, he was quoting him, and I believe that I don't believe he'd just be deliberately lying.
Well, nothing
you and I can do about it, and I wouldn't tell him anything. I'll talk to him. You tell him I won't talk to him as soon as he comes in. Don't discuss any of this conversation with him.
That would be better, I know.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to either let him go or stop it or lock the door on him or something. I just got to keep my little amateurs away from these newspaper people, telling them what's happening.
I'm completely shocked with what you've told me, Mr. President. I just thought he was leaning over backwards.
Each one of the people like to talk to the press, you know. They just like to, plain do. And they told me, and I knew if you decided to talk to him, or you wouldn't have said he'd talk to him.
Oh, dear.
And,
He's been right here through the day, as I say, and turned down calls from people. And talked and, finally take the call and not accept the invitation to lunch. and so on. I guess they're after him pretty much, but...
They are. They're going to get him and get Goodwin. They're going to be the first two to go because he's talking. And I think he might be a little hurt that Goodwin's doing some of my speeches. Maybe he's a little jealous. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well, he sure ought to be telling that.
Oh.
Anyway, I've got Seaside in 10 minutes, and I'll do my best, and just let him go, and maybe you get back by the middle of the afternoon. 3:10's a hell of a time to be at lunch, anyway. And if he comes in, though, any time, tell him to call me.
Right.
Thank you, darling.
All right.
Don't talk about the details.
Right.